Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 20th of Rajab, 1445. The 20th of Rajab, 1445, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 1st of February, 2024. Today our topic, inshallah, we'll be speaking about the places to visit in Palestine except for Masjid al-Aqsa. So all the places surrounding Masjid al-Aqsa, inshallah, we'll be discussing today. And of course, if you have any questions surrounding this topic, you can send your query in to the number 084-786-3132, +27 is the code if you're in a foreign country, 84-786-3132. Let's welcome our Honorable Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Damat Barakatuh. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa nazahid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, as we know the topic, which places do we visit besides for Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 20th of Rajab, 1445. So the countdown has begun. We are about 40 days away from Ramadan Mubarak. So all of us should read the following two du'as. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. O beloved Allah, grant us barakah during this month of Rajab and Sha'ban. Wa balighna Ramadan. And O Almighty Allah, that preserve us and let us experience and spare us for the month of Ramadan. Similarly, that we should make the dua, Allah, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, the first one. Second one, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, save us for Ramadan. No illness, no accident, no sickness, and so forth. Wa sallim Ramadan alana. And O Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, and save Ramadan for us. No controversy regarding the moon, and so forth. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا O Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, that you save us, that our speech, our actions, all that are accepted. So the hadith in Kanzul Ummal. Before we start with Aqsa and so forth, let's just give you all the breaking news. Our minister, Naledi Pandor, Minister of Foreign Affairs of South Africa, asked a very pertinent question. Pandor asked ICC prosecutors, why a warrant for Putin and not for Netanyahu? You see? So these are all the double standards. And if you know anything of our ICC, one of the chiefs there is Karim Khan. So people are naive and simple. They might think KK, Karim Khan, is a Muslim. He's a pakka, non-Muslim and kafir, and none is a Qadiani. So you must remember that. So many a time, these Shias, these Qadianis, Aga Khanis, they have Muslim names, but 100% non-Muslim, and is 100% in favor of Israel and so forth. He even undertook a trip to Israel after 7th October. So we should know all these type of things, because sometimes the ummah is totally khabi ghaflat, you know, that we live in our own world and we don't really know what is happening in the world. So we should know all these type of things there. So let me give you other breaking news that's going on now, and then we will know, we must remember this. So exclusive Hamas says no one can force terms on Palestinian resistance February 1st, 2024. So nobody can come and say you must do this, you must do this. So it is we will decide whatever is best for us and so forth. So you must remember that. Another story you must remember is the genocide in Gaza appears to be nearing its end. The Wall Street reported, the officials say, Washington is pressing for a ceasefire in Gaza so long enough to stop Israel's military momentum. And Wall Street Journal also says there's an urgent need to reach an agreement. American and Israeli military officials are increasingly confident that Hamas' abilities to survive, raising doubts about one of the Israeli main war goals and so forth. And then remember that there will be three stages and so forth for the release of hostages and from that side prisoners. Thereafter, remember there are some interesting incidents. At South Africa's Rhodes University, called for academic boycott of Israel over Gaza. Lecturers, professionals, students, members of other faculties and civil society gathered on a university campus in Makanda in solidarity with Gaza. So you see that? So that is also happening there. Thereafter, you must remember that in America, dozens of U.S. cities, including Chicago, San Francisco, Seattle, have passed resolutions on the Gaza war and most calling for a ceasefire. And this is applying and placing more pressure on President Joe Biden ahead of November's general election to help end the fighting. At least 48 cities have passed a symbolic resolution calling for a halt to Israel's bombardment of Gaza, with six others passing resolution advocating more broadly for peace. Then we see, you must remember that armed dealers gala disrupted by pro-Palestine protesters in London. Business people from armed firms were forced to walk through a crowd of protesters chanting, "Shame on you, shame on you," as they entered a top London hotel hosting a gala. Attendees of a gala to celebrate the British arms industry were met by anti-war and pro-Palestine demonstrators outside the five-star hotel in London on Tuesday. So that's day before yesterday. Then drone strikes bring renewed attention to U.S. military presence in Jordan. Jordanian public. Now you must understand, Jordan is a small country and majority of the people are Palestinians. So Jordanian public anger over U.S. support for Israel's war on Gaza has transformed into call for U.S. forces to exit the country, meaning they must be kicked out from there and so forth. Then there's another one here you must remember. Look at this one here. An investigation by Israeli Haaretz. See this? This is a Haaretz newspaper. Just listen to this. So you must remember, an investigation by Israeli Haaretz revealed that Israeli soldiers set fire to homes, this is done deliberately, in the Gaza Strip, following direct orders from their commanders, so meaning their superiors, until they are rendered useless, so meaning nobody can go back to their homes. The practice, which has become common, is believed to be a method to prevent Palestinians from going back to their homes and thus empty the area of its indigenous population. They still have this in their mind, you must remember, that they want to, you must remember, resettle there in Gaza and so forth. So remember that so many things going on. Allah Jalla Wala destroyed the apartheid regime of Israel. Israel's military admits that among Israeli officers neutralized meaning killed and dispatched to Jahannam by the resistance in Gaza today, so that was yesterday, 31st of January. So by the resistance in Gaza today is a major, so in the Shaldach unit, so this is one of the big units, one of the premier Israeli Air Force IAF, Israeli Air Force Sayarat units, you see. Israeli media reports that he took part in a raid in Al-Shifa Hospital and now he's dispatched straight to Jahannam. So we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So that were very, very important news items for all of you. So let us understand all these type of issues here. Likewise, you must remember, as usual, the Muslim Ummah wakes up last minute. So you know that what they call the Bela Bal. So if you read that, you will see that your children can't even go to school, whether it is Muslim school or what you so-called Islamic school or normal school. That from primary school, they're going to teach them about sex and what and what and what and all these type of things there. So remember, they want to promote the homosexuality and all that. Peter and John get married and their house is this and so forth like that. To make that normal from a tender age in the formative years, they must start accepting that if two men get married, two women get married, is something normal, Allah forbid. So imagine all this, they're going to push down our throat, you must remember. So now the Muslim Ummah woke up now. So yesterday was a cut-off date. So we need to be wide awake regarding this type of issues. And you must remember that those Maulvis and organizations who are bootlicking the ANC and bootlicking the politicians and so forth, and then they will go and campaign for them. So who is now introducing all this in our curriculum and so forth? So it's the government, and this destroys the very fabric of society. So therefore we say, and I say it many a time, our schools today and our colleges, universities are not places of learning. They have become places just like Brussels, remember that. And that's the truth. Unless you want to camouflage everything, you must remember that's a separate issue then. Okay, now let me take you through 5-6 places. You are going to Palestine. So everybody knows Masjid al-Aqsa. So we leave that besides Aqsa al-Mubarak, where should you go to and so forth and so on. So these places I'm suggesting you go. I won't say it's compulsory for you to go, but I'll say it's highly, highly recommended and highly, highly virtuous and meritorious for you to go. If you land in Tel Aviv, right? So I landed in Tel Aviv in 89. So with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, we flew from Cairo to Tel Aviv. So obviously we didn't know all these things now, but afterwards we come to know. So between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, so remember it's 1 hour drive plus minus, 80 kilos or so plus minus, give or take. So there's a place called Lod. So remember, L-O-D. So that's how they write it there, Lod, L-O-D. And in Arabic Islamic terminology, it's called Lud, Bibabil Lud. So what is important there? So that is the place when Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam will dispatch Dajjal, the Antichrist, you know, the big deceiver. English, they translate the Antichrist straight to Jahannam and so forth. So Dajjal will come and the first day will be like 1 year. The first, second day of his, of Dajjal, will be like 1 month. And the third day will be like 1 week. Then the remaining 37 days, remember, will be like normal days and nights. And he will capture the minds and hearts and soul of people. Because remember, there'll be food shortage, there'll be water shortage, so many things, but he will have all that, so you must remember this. So therefore, we must be very careful and always read this dua, which is authentic mention in Sunan Nasa'i and Mishkat and Mustad Ahmad and various compilations. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil masihid dajjal. Oh beloved Allah, I seek your protection from the trials and fitna of masihid dajjal. So remember that the trials of dajjal. So remember that dajjal is the big, big enemy. And that's the authentic hadith. Another hadith related to this is Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu reports, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, worse than the fitna of Dajjal will be the scholars for dollars, that those who are astray, ala imma al-mudwilleen. So imagine what the wa'id that is. And today, if you look at it in the Arab world, our world, and yes, South Africa, Africa, America, so more than half have become a imma mudwilleen. Why? Because the dollar and the money and so forth and so. Therefore, they compromise the truth and they subvert the truth. I give you one easy example. It is so blatant. Challenge any Salafi scholar. Tomorrow is Jumu'ah. Tell him you're delivering a lecture Jummah time in your masjid, publicly state MBS is Murtad bin Shaitan, just like that. Say MBS is Murtad bin Shaitan. If you don't want to say in the second part, that also is teacher. I say teacher means it's okay. I say وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِ فَوَ مُرْتَدٌ. If you got doubt regarding him being a non-Muslim, you yourself become non-Muslim and murtad and apostate and out of the fold of Islam. So see, these are the issues. So imagine not one Salafi I met in South Africa is prepared to make a public statement, because the petrol dollars, the US, the dollars are coming in from there. So all this, everything, they're worried about their Hajj and Umrah visa and that. So the truth gets subverted and we compromise. Waddu law tudhinu fayudhinun. They have the strong desire that you must compromise, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they, the mushrikeen and non-Muslims, will compromise. So let's come back to the topic. So Dajjal will be there, he will cause his mayhem mischief, and now it will be the end of his. Now a very interesting thing, which very few people know. Okay, let me give the first thing. Alhamdulillah, in Israel, the rogue apartheid regime, for whatever reason, is Allah's way, Tabligh Jamaat is permissible, because they don't talk of jihad in the meaning of qital and so forth. So that's why they monitor them, they allow. So in Lod, there is a Tablighi Markaz also. So if you are in the work of Dawat, Tabligh and so forth, you can go there and meet the brothers and so forth. So that also is quite important. Another thing you must know, that there is a tree and so forth, there are certain things. The Israelis try and demolish it and remove it so many times. And they remove it, and after a few weeks, few months, it comes again. So they got fed up, they left it. So that is the Nishani, the sign that all this will unfold in that area there. So remember, Sanurihim Ayatina fil Afaq. We will show them our signs, you must remember this. So you got that? So you must write down the places, Mozaid. So it will keep you as handy. And you, Suleiman, when you prepare, write down places to visit in Palestine. So that should be your caption for the podcast of today. Second one is this, next to Aqsa al-Mubarak, then you must climb and go Jabal al-Zaytun. If you come now to my lounge, so I'll show you, you understand, a magnificent, you understand, photo. And remember, they have the front of it and they have the back of it. So the front is technicolor and colored one, and the back is like, you understand, like black and white. So why they did it like that? To show you, if you're a Muslim, which places of interest. If you're a Jew, then which places of interest. If you're a Christian, which places of interest. And in various languages it's written, you must remember that. So Jabal al-Zaytun is Mount Olives. So you climb up, you go up. And then you have a bird's eye view of Aqsa al-Mubarak, a bird's eye view of the Qubbatu Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock and so forth. Magnificent, spectacular scene it is. So Alhamdulillah, we went right up to the apex, to the top there. And you know, people, now we don't know all these things too much, you understand? People who got their videos, today now it's easy with these phones, and at that time they weren't all these smartphones and all that. So remember that, so the people go crazy with it. And it's true, if you are there and you want to take the video and all that, you don't take people, just the spectacular view and Manzarun Bahij and a magnificent view, bird's eye view. So it is something really, really spectacular. The next thing I'm to say, we say Wallahu A'lam, Allah knows best, you must know. So in there, they got one shrine in the Jabal al-Zaytun, Mount Olive. They got one mazar, one shrine there. And they say, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, so remember that she is buried there. She has passed away, that's 100%. Her name, Nami, Isme Grami, honorable name, is mentioned 34 times in the Noble Quran. Maryam is chapter 19, the only lady whose name is mentioned explicitly in the Noble Quran. Remember that. Maryam means Abidah, the worship of Allah. Her titles and alqab and laqab are Maryam al-Azra, Mary the Virgin, Maryam al-Batul. What is Batul? Watabattal ilayhi tabtila. So she was al-munqatiya min al-rijal, that she moved away from a toxic society to a place where it was pure and chaste and so forth. Allah Jalla Wala selected her and made them ayatain. So you must remember that mother and son, so both of them so great. Son, so she gave birth, Hazrat Maryam radiallahu, her parents, Imran, his name is mentioned in the Quran, is called Imra'atu Imran, and mother is Hanna. So Hanna means to be kind, compassionate. So remember that, so she, Hanna radiallahu anha, gave birth, Imran's wife gave birth to Nabi, to Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha. Then Sayyidah Maryam gave birth to Nabi Isa alayhi salam in Baytul Lahmin in Bethlehem. So that's also a place we should visit. We'll speak about it. So you must remember this. So that is, you must remember what we call the Jabal al-Zaytun. And the best olives are there in Palestine. وَشَجَرَةً تُخْرُجُ مِنْ تُورِ سَيْنَاءَ وَتَنْبُتُ بِالدُّهُنِ وَصِبْغٍ لِلْآكِلِينَ. Allah speaks of the olives and the olive trees and all that. So you must remember in Mount Sinai and so forth, when I climbed up with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah right to the apex and the summit of Tur Sinin, Mount Sinai, so our guide, you understand, Suleiman, his name, not the Suleiman of ours, obviously. This is Suleiman Misri, so you must remember. He said it will take you 1.5 hours. So I said, no. He's saying this because he's used to it. So for us, it will take us 2 hours, 2.5 hours. It took us 4 hours because I'm going with my wife. And I'm holding a hand and no railings, no nothing. You fall, finish. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You understand? So there, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we read Asr Salat. So I told Suleiman that me, I'll give azan and make Imamat, you stand behind me. Like that, you see. So like that, with and Allah's help, you must remember. And we go a little bit, we stop, we drink water, go a little bit, stop. And then the water, everything got finished also. That was during Mursi's time. No visitors, no tourists, nothing. So, and nobody to sell water also there on top. Otherwise, everywhere you got, you understand, places to sell, and that you can see all the places where they would be selling normally. Cut long story short, so a lot of interesting things I learned from Suleiman. I told him, Suleiman, why are you telling me I must go today? He said, Sheikh, today is drizzling. And if you're not going today, you will never go into life. And how true he was, Sadaqa Suleiman. So the weather was good, and that gave us himmat, is the fadl, grace and mercy of Allah. Hada rahmatu min Rabbi, hada min fadli Rabbi. So it only rains them on a zahid once, twice or thrice a year. So this is what the olive trees need. They need little bit rain for the whole year, and then they manage to survive, you understand, in that intense heat. So imagine just twice, thrice a year it must rain or drizzle, and Allah made it such. Then Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam elaborated and said, Kulu zayt, eat the olives, waddahinu bihi, and apply the olive oil. People got pains and aches and pains on their hand, on their sides, on their flank, on their legs and feet and what have you. So read Surah Fatiha 7 times. Blow on that olive oil. 7 times Surah Fatiha is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Kullu zayt waddahinu bihi, fa innahu min shajaril mubarakah is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. So it comes from a blessed, honorable tree. So you must remember that. So the olive oil is blessed, and eating the olives also is sunnah and nabawiyyah. We should be very clear on these issues here, you see. So this is authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So that is Jabal Zaytun. So we must remember that. But whether it's true or not true, 100%, you see, all this here, we must make this as a introduction or as a clause. So all this we're telling you, that Nabi Dawood alayhi salam is buried here, Nabi Suleiman alayhi salam is buried here, Nabi Ibrahim, Nabi Isaac, Nabi Yaqub. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah wrote a wonderful sentence. He said, no Nabi from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam right till before Isa alayhi salatu salam can we say that 100% this Nabi is buried here. Yes, in the case of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100% we know the Master alayhi salatu salam is resting there in Medina Munawwara. when Isa alayhi salam is alive. Now we speak of all the other prophets, we can say most probably these are the places where they passed away and they are buried and so forth. But we can't say 100% bit tayakun, you understand, that we have 100% assurance and dalil and evidence and so forth. So we must be very, very clear on that issue as well. So that is what we are saying. So now you finish there, right? So now from there we go to Hebron. So between Jerusalem, Hebron is half an hour, 45 minutes. But these haramis and the super terrorists everywhere, they got checkpoints, checkpoints. It'll take you 1 hour, 2 hours or so. And to get inside the masjid will take you another half an hour. Another thing, when you're going, whichever country you come from, South Africa, Africa, or wherever, Europe, make sure, especially for us Muslims, you hold your passport all the time. Because anyway, they have taftish. Taftish, checkpoint. You must remember that. And they'll make jawaz, jawaz. You understand that? Where's the passport? In English or Arabic, they'll say. So you must just show passport. Normally, South Africa, they'll just say, go, go, go. But now with the ICJ, things are getting but little hot also. But wallahu al-musta'an, big easy. Now, I went there in 89. I went there in 92. So we have to give it context, you must remember that. So when we went, Hebron was a place flourishing, booming with Palestinians. My watch I got here on Aqsa, and it's from Hebron. And I bought certain things. I was astonished and amazement how they make these things with their hands. They're one of the most talented people in the world, you know, these Palestinians. You must remember that. And one of the most intelligent also. So cut long story short, so the whole entire masjid is ours. So what is unique feature of this masjid? So just go to Quran Sharif and you read and see. يَعْمَلُونَ لَهُ مَا يَشَاءُ مِنْ مَحَارِيبَ وَتَمَاثِيلَ وَجِفَانٍ. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of the jinnat and what things they would do. Because you must remember that they were under the command of him, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. So they used to make for him min maharib, the chamber, and you must remember the niche and so forth in the masajid. So when you go to Hebron, Khalilur Rahman, so remember there's a masjid there, masjid Khalilur Rahman, masjid Ibrahimi. And remember, they call it the Masjid of the Patriarchs, the Patriarch, the Mosque of the Patriarch. So when you enter the Masjid on the left-hand side, you will see the grave Mubarak of him, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, then Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam, then Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. Next to them, their honorable spouses are buried there. You see that? So all this is our entire Masjid. However, the status, and this ayat here, if you want to see it, chapter 34, surah 34, surah 34, surah Sabah, and verse number 13. So we say and we believe that that masjid, and even Masjidul Aqsa, remember if you study, now me and you, we just go, we don't worry. But if you are a real keen observer, and you look at the blocks and that were used, it's not ordinary bricks and big, big blocks were used. No human being really could carry that, you must remember that. So that is jinnats, they did all this, you see. And therefore, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam made dua also. Ya Allah, let them complete the building of Aqsa al-Mubarak. And in that he passed away, but he was in that glass chamber. And they thought he's still alive. And that was punishment for them, because they said they know the knowledge of the unseen. So if they knew the knowledge of the unseen, then they shouldn't stay fil adab al-muhin, and that in this punishment, you see. So read the story of the demise of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, enshrined in the noble Quran. So anyway, fast forward, so in 1994, Saturday morning, Fajr time, and it was Ramadan, the masjid packed to capacity, the harami, the war terrorists, and the Zionists, and murderer, mass murderer, Baruch Goldstein, this guy, Ben Gwe's best friend. So both haramis and shaitan, so that Saturday morning, Fajr time, 16 Ramadan, 1994, he entered, and he shot 29 people, martyred them in the masjid. The others succumbed to the injury, death toll plus minus 70 people, 69, 70 people. That road till today is called Tariqu Shuhada. Then these haramis, they start terrorizing the Palestinians. Today is a three quarter of it is empty. And the Jutlas have stole their homes and occupied it. And if you go into the masjid, you won't even find one serf maybe. Maybe Ramadan time is more, but like nowadays. Then what they did, Israeli justice, so-called justice, that remember after this incident on that Saturday morning, 16 Ramadan 1994, they partitioned the masjid, you see. And then what they did, that they say front portion is for you Muslims and the back portion is for the Jews. Same thing they want to do now with Aqsa, but Hamas is saying, Hasha wa kalla. Inshallah it will never happen. We are here and Hada huwa al-khattul ahmar. This is the red line. You did it there and we were quiet, but now we will never allow it. You see that? So when I went 98, 2000, 2002, then we went. Every time we make sure we must go to Aqsa and go to Hebron. And when you see that, and the way they treat you now, you must remember, very badly you must remember. So that is what you should go and visit as well. Then 3-4 other important places you should visit. Inshallah, we'll discuss it after the break when we come back, inshallah.
Inshallah, we will meet you after the break. And this will be enough. You can send in your questions if you do have any questions. Jazakumullah khair.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are. Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we return to this program. We are discussing the areas, the places to visit surrounding Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine. Mufti Sahab, which are the other places can we visit?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Remember, we should try and focus on those places that one should visit, and that is, you must remember, mentioned in the Ahadith Mubarakah. For example, when Ya'juj Ma'juj came, so we visited all these places, so that's why I can tell you about it. So there's a place called Buhaira Tabariya. So they will have drank all the water there, you must remember, and that is Buhaira Tabariya. It's called the Tiberias. So remember that, so we should go there as well. The Tiberias, they call it Lake Tiberias nowadays. So it's a very important place to visit. Very few people really go there. So inshallah, if you got time. Therefore I say, when people go to Aqsa al-Mubarak, they shouldn't go for 2-3 days. They should go, remember that, for a long period, 1 week or so. And in that way there, then they can cover up all these places there. So this Ya'juj Ma'juj will be so crazy, they'll drink all the water up, their own people at the back. So they will be remain thirsty and so forth. So that's also an important place to visit. Next one, a place, Baysan. So you must remember Wadi Baysan and all that. So they will see when Tamim Dari and them met. You must remember Dajjal. He asked them about this Wadi and the Nakhle Baysan, the dates there and all that. So it shows that these are all the signs of Qiyamah that are there and so forth, you must remember. So that also is very, very important. Then another place you should try and visit, you must remember, is this Beitulahmin, Bethlehem. So when you go there, there's a church there, like, you see, we went inside there also, and then they got like a star there, you know, so in that church, and it smelled full of oil, you understand, olive oil and so forth. We're not used to it, but anyway, so when you go there, then this is what the Christians say. So when we're not 100% sure, we say, Wallahu A'lam. So you must remember, then there they say, in that spot, so she, Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, Mary, she gave birth to Jesus, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam. So that is one of the crucial questions that we pose, you must remember, to these Christians here, that we say, you say Jesus is God, Son of God, but he's born. So who was running the world before that? You see, when you study Thalithu Thalatha, when you study this whole thing of Tathlith, of Trinity, So they say each one is equal. So if each one is equal, Allah forbid, is kufr. That's 100% blasphemy. So I'm telling you what the Christians say. Naqlul kufri laysa bi kafirin. Laysa bi kafirin. Naqal kufr, kufr nabashid. I'm telling you what the Christians are saying. They say one is God, then one is the Son of God, and one is the Holy Ghost, and they all are equal. But if they all are equal, then who was running the world and sunrise, sunset, and giving life and death, and that if Jesus was not even born? So you see how foolish that is now. So therefore, 100, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَ. Indeed, definitely, surely, they are 100% kafir and non-Muslim, and committed the worst act of blasphemy when they believe in the Trinity and so forth. So everything you will find clearly enshrined in the noble Quran. وَلَا تَقُولُوا ثَلَاثَ. Never say you believe in this, in the Trinity and so forth. But anyway, we should go there in the hadith of Mi'raj, and that it is mentioned about Baytul Lahm in Bethlehem. Then 3-4 other places if you want, but you need a little bit guts also. So you must have your passport. So where they call the Jutlas Haramis called the Wailing Wall, Al-Ha'itul Mabki. So they call it the Wailing Wall or Western Wall. So we as Muslims call it Jidarul Buraq. So if you're facing Aqsa al-Mubarak, right? So if you're facing Aqsa in direction of Qibla, on the right-hand side, that wall there, so you got steps there and you can go down. So I told the police I want to go down, and I had my hat on and my beard and my kurta, and that. He said, yes, give your passport. So myself and my wife went. The Jutlas were swearing us, cursing. I said, go to hell, man. So you must remember, I wanted to see what they do there. So you must remember that we went right down. They got a small little fence, like, you know, like a barrier. And they male one side, woman one side, and they're shaking the whole way straight to Jahannam, you understood? So you must remember, it's something interesting if you go and see. For us, we go and see, because we call it Jidarul Buraq. So when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went from that miraculous nocturnal journey, so there the Buraq was fastened there. That Mubarak means of conveyance. So therefore Jidarul Buraq, we should know that. Then another thing is, you must remember, behind Aqsa al-Mubarak, on the right-hand side, you will find Masjid al-Umar, where Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu threw the stone and read Salat and so forth. Some people say it's not the exact spot, but anyway, that's all academic discussion. But I want to speak of another place, and that is because it all got some relationship with Islam. So remember, they call Kanisatul Qiyamah, the Church of Resurrection. But the famous name nowadays is the Holy Sepulchre. What is the meaning of Holy Sepulchre? See these Christians, how they taken for a ride. They are told that, you must remember, that on 25th December is what? Christmas Day, Jesus was born. But in 1647, the Puritan Parliament of England banned Christmas celebrations and said that this Christmas Day, 25th December, is a big lie and a pagan custom. It's got nothing to do with Christianity. Your own parliament banned it in 1647. So then you must remember, next holidays come, Easter holidays. Good Friday, Easter Monday, all that. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all that. Did you ever wonder what is the background of this? All this is kufr and blasphemous. So you must remember, they say Jesus was crucified on a Friday. So the Bible, Matthew, you must remember, in there you find about Yunus alayhi salam, that I'm just paraphrasing it, is written there that 3 days, 3 nights he was in the belly of the fish. So you, Jesus, you must be 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the earth. Do you see that? So they say Friday night, Friday afternoon, evening, he was crucified. So Friday night, he was in the tomb. Tomb means in the grave. You understand? So you must remember that. So we reject all this. There was nothing. Wama qatalu, wama salabu. And then Saturday, he was there. Saturday night, he was there. Sunday morning, when Mary Magdalene came, the tomb was empty, the grave was empty. So count. Friday night, Saturday night, 2 nights, and Saturday, 1 day. So 2 nights, 1 day. So who's lying here? So you must remember, that is the Bible lying? Are the clergy lying? Who's lying? So it was definitely not 3 days, three nights, and so forth and so on. So therefore, this is another conundrum, this is another dilemma for them to solve. You must remember, they can't solve it. So even their Easter, they're making the people fools. They know masses are asses, you understood. And we say this whole incident is a big lie, because Quran said, وَمَا قَتَلُوا, nor did they kill him, the Jutlas, for Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and nor did they crucify him. We must remember that, you see. So now they say he was buried there in this holy sepulchre. So there also we went inside. There also they swore our guts off. You know, the good hell. So you must remember, we want to see, and that they say must come afterwards. What afterwards? We don't know, we got no time. So we just kept in there and all these kind of things there. Some two of them were all right, but one, two were very, very upset why we entered and all this kind of thing. So the other guys were a little bit okay, like, you can say, mu'tadilin and mutashaddidin. You understand? So those were a little bit, you understand, like, you understand, say, liberal, and the other guys were extremists, just use their terms. So we went in there to see what they're doing and that and all this type of thing. So this is all, you call it ala sabilil istidla. So what is istidla? You go in these places to gather more information. Understand? Because when you speak, you have to speak ala basiratin. You can't just speak from your thumb and all these kind of things. Then you must remember, when you go to the West Bank, you must remember. So all these places there, the Hebron and that I told you. But you hear Nablus, you hear about Janin, you hear about Zulqaram, you hear about Fahm. So there we met Sheikh Zara, Ra'id Salah and all that. You must remember that. And with Allah's help, I had a lot of money to give him, dollars and so forth and so on. So, you know, so all these places we went, Nablus University and so forth, all of that. So it's very interesting. After all, the whole area is Palestine, is Al-Ardul Mubaraka, Al-Ardul Muqaddasa. It is holy land and so forth. Today I sent it out on the group, Ilan Pape. Ilan Pape is a historian, is a Jew, but is against what the Israelis, the Haramis are doing. So he exposes them. Wama adraka mal Ghazza. He speaks about Gaza. He says, obviously we can't go to Gaza now, but the time will come, inshallah, when Gaza will be open and so forth. He says, because Gaza was nice and east, was and is and always next to be, right next to the ocean and the sea. So this was one of the favorite routes for the musafirin and travelers to go and so forth and so on. And it was a city, a place, you must remember that, like any harbor coastal city, you go Durban, you go here. If you go Argentina, I don't know, Morona, if ever one day you will go. But I've been there 4 or 5 times, you know, maybe 6 times also. And there is a place there, Mada Plata. If you go to Mada Plata, it's just like Durban. And the same season, you see now, so December, January, you won't get place there. It's packed to capacity. World tourists, now obviously today February started, so now it will be empty again and so forth. And the same weather patterns and the same style, like, yeah, but problem is language, Spanish, we don't know and so forth. So anyway, so like that, if you go, so it's bustling, you know, and tourists and so forth. So that when 48 came and these Haramis, Jutlas came and they expelled the Palestinians and so forth, so whether it was Lebanon, whether it was Jordan, whether it was Syria, they all took in refugees. Egypt refused to take in refugees. According to Ilan Pape, they didn't take one refugee also. You don't understand? Egypt, you must remember. So, I don't know if I said something else, but Egypt didn't take anything, you must remember. If I said some other country is wrong. So, leave Iran out. So, I'm speaking of Arab countries. So, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, they all took refugees. Egypt refused to take any refugee, you must remember. So then they made it a strip, you must remember that, rectangle, you understood, and said, yeah, they can stay there. So David bin Gurion, the Harami, so the person who was the architect of the Nakba and the catastrophe and the expulsion of the Palestinians, understand, mass expulsion, we should say. So he said, okay, there's 2-3 kilometers of historic Palestine, we will give it to them. They can settle here, because Egypt don't want to take them. the sea. So this is how Kitab u-Ghazza came into existence, you must remember, in those days. And from that time till now you work it out, 48 till now, is what, 75 years and more. So you must remember that this refugee problem, because they created it, you must remember that. So these are also important places. And I told you Imam Shafi was born there. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, great grandfather Hashim is buried there, and so forth and so on. And then there are museums also you should visit. Next to Aqsa al-Mubarak, there's a museum, and many people don't know about it. You should go and visit that museum. When I went those days, now I hope it's still there, because they also sometimes, you know, things keep on changing. So if you go now, when Nuruddin Zanki climbed on that minbar and delivered the khutbah, the sermon, after 88 years occupation, that minbar pulpit was made of wood by Nuruddin Zanki, and not one nail was knocked into it. A miracle of a, you know, karamat of Nuruddin Zanki. So in 1969, the Australian Jew terrorist Harami came, Rodham, whatever his name, so, and he burned that minbar. But a small portion of it they retrieved, and they left it there in the museum. So I saw it myself in 89 when they went. This happened 69, and I saw it in 89. So you must remember. So you must go. And then for the man, remember, when you entering Aqsa al-Mubarak, or if you're leaving Aqsa al-Mubarak, if you're entering on the left-hand side, and if you're leaving on your right-hand side, you must see there is a maqbara, a graveyard cemetery. It's called Maqbaratul Rahma, so the graveyard of mercy and so forth. So there are boards also. So Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu is buried there. You see the hadith I gave you in the starting? Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan alana, is reported by him, by Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu. And in the starting of the months, we tell you, read the dua. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha shahr. So that also is reported by him, hadith in mention in Mustad Ahmad. Ubadah bin Samit is buried there, right next to Aqsa. And remember that he, Shaddad bin Aus, is buried next to him. These are two eminent, illustrious sahaba. Ubadah bin Samit's wife, remember, she's buried in Cyprus, Qabrus. So she made dua, and Nabi alayhi salam accepted and said, yes, you are anti min al-awwaleen. So therefore, you must remember that all that happened. And Nabi Musa alayhi salam used to make dua. He wants to pass away bi rami hajarin. So you must remember that. When you go to Ariha, when you go to Jericho and all those areas and the Dead Sea and that, so the Dead Sea of Jordan, of Palestine, is not, so that is very famous of Palestine. And that is where Sodom and Gomorrah is, the lowest portion of altitude in the world. And Quran speaks of that. فَجَعَلْنَا عَلِيَهَا سَافِلًا. So there's Dead Sea, Jordan, that one is not so famous. The one in Palestine is very famous. So that are also places you go for Ibra, not for fun and entertainment. And Nabi Musa alayhi salam, they say he's buried there, they got the grave, but that's not correct, remember that. You can call that Maqame Musa, that Nabi Musa alayhi salam stayed there or rested there, but that is not the grave. Because the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif says, Biramya Hajarin. So a stone's throw away, that is far away, so we can also use our brains a little bit, you know, and understand. So when you go to Palestine, you must make a proper itinerary and a proper program, not just hit and run and so forth. And Allah give tawfiq, last point, then you go to Aqsa al-Mubarak, our Qibla ula, Thalithul Haramain first, and thereafter you fasten ihram in Majlul Aqsa. من أهل بحجة أو عمرة من المسجد الأقصى أم سلمة رضي الله عنها الزراوي the reporter narrator the hadith in Abu Dawood Ibn Majah. Go open Ibn Majah, you will find that she came from Medina and fastened ihram there and then went for Umrah. Subhanallah. So sahaba used to do this. So your mother in 2002, my wife, myself, did it with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. So past sins are forgiven, future sins are forgiven, ghufira له ما تقدم من ذنبي وما تأخر ووجبت له الجنة and inshallah the person goes to Jannah. So this hadith in Abu Dawud Ibn Majah. So in the ending we conclude اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين الملؤونين يا رب العالمين and Allah Ta'ala give Hamas victory over Ameen. These haramis and shaitan. Ameen. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakum Allah khairan to Mufti Sahib and to all our listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah.